Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So this is why I can't stand politics. Also, it looks like I can't stand some hair products that aren't really working on me today. Politics take life, everyday life, and categorize them into these boxes that aren't very natural and aren't very realistic. And I'm hearing from medical students. I'm hearing from, healthcare personnel. I'm hearing from patients, I'm hearing from a lot of people, that they are struggling because they don't know which box they fit in. And can we stop it with the boxes? Can we just completely stop it with the boxes? What happened is Roe v. Wade became the law of the land in 1973. Then there was issues with the way it was written, and states over the last 50 years have struggled with at what point do they call a fetus a life? And so abortion was not very consistent. States were like, look, we're not going to let you terminate a third trimester baby or fetus. Others are like, we're cutting it off at 6 weeks. People are like, but we don't even know if we're pregnant until we're 6 weeks. So over the last 50 years, states have been struggling. And it keeps bouncing back to the Supreme Court going, look, guys, you need to do something. You need to do something. Because they're saying that the fetus isn't alive at 6 weeks. They're saying the fetus is alive at second trimester or third trimester. Do something. And the feds, the Supreme Court, 2022, said, no, we're out. You guys deal with it. What Constitution does not allow us to ban abortion, does not allow us to endorse it. There is no way in the Constitution we could say a fetus is alive at 9.7 weeks. The feds have to be out of it. The states decide. You guys decide. And that caused some controversy because states that were like, look, the only reason why we're offering abortion is because it's law. If it's not a law, then, you know, only in rape, incest, you know, no elective abortions. Others are like, no, we've supported elective abortions. You can still have elective abortions. Fine by us in our states. So rather than there being this mass, prevention or this mass ban, The feds could not use the Constitution, or the Supreme Court could not use the Constitution to give, you know, when is it a life, when is it not, and all this drama with the states of, but look, they want to cut it off at 15 weeks. They want to stop abortion in the second trimester. And I can understand why the Supreme Court said, look, guys, we can't make that decision. We shouldn't. We are not supposed to be involved in a woman's body and a woman's choice. So the feds dissected themselves out of it. In fact, some pro-choice people are pretty happy about that. The majority not. But the problem we have is medical students, medical personnel, patients, people are like, well, wait a second here. Okay, we learn about embryology. We're taking care of fetuses. We are taking care of pregnant women with utmost diligence of that fetus. So how do we then support what do we do? Because we don't want to look like we're anti Roe v. Wade. We want to support women's choice. And I told you guys this. This was my struggle. I'm like, when you see that heartbeat, I mean, it blows your mind. It just blows your mind. You're like, oh my gosh, this is a baby. And you see it grow and all that. But you also understand that, you know, I understand that I don't think every time the president changes or I don't think a legislator has any right to interject into personal health care. That's why I was against the COVID mandates, the vaccine mandates. So I get the mix. And maybe we just need a new category. Now, I told you, my category that I'm in is, can we figure out where all the funding for, you know, birth control and all the, you know, all the access to birth control is not getting to people, and why we're having so many unwanted pregnancies? That's where I stand with this, because, you know, I think these women need help. If we're having a million women, you know, faced with the decision to end their pregnancy because they didn't want to get pregnant, we really need to help these millions of women out every year who are finding themselves pregnant when they don't want to be, especially when we're spending all this money on the ACA and birth control and all that. But, I mean, I wonder if there's a new category that people need to be in. Because I'm hearing students are like, I don't agree with my med school. Or I don't agree with my professor. Or I don't agree with this doctor. This doctor is saying the fetus is alive. And I don't know. And so maybe it, there shouldn't just be those two boxes. You know, maybe there we have to, one, I think stop this. You're either with me or against me. You know, you're either with us or against us. And maybe there should be this category of, look, we're going to do everything for pregnant women. If a Titanic ship is sinking, we are going to put that pregnant woman on one of those lifeboats because there's two lives we need to save. And so, you know, yes, most of us believe that a fetus with a heartbeat that's moving and sucking its thumb and appears to be hiccuping, like mine hiccuped for most of pregnancy, yeah, there's no doubt it is alive. There's living cells. It is a live being. But on the flip side, we don't want government, you know, getting involved. We also don't want taxpayer dollars paid for some stuff. And when taxpayers, you know, then start to chime in, we want it to be a very personal decision between a woman and her doctor on what they want to do. And so, I don't know, maybe there should be a new category. But I'm hearing from students all the time going, look, you know, I just got done with OB, and it's a baby, so I want to help take care of that baby. But so where a lot of us get stuck in medicine is somebody gets pregnant, and they don't realize it, we diagnose them. And they're like, what? What's going on? So we give them vitamins to help protect the baby and protect them. And sometimes they don't know if they want to keep the baby or not. But we still are going to protect the fetus with some vitamins to at least help them if they decide to keep it. We'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So when my studio lost air conditioning a few weeks back, it got really, really hot here in Las Vegas. One of you had asked me last week, what did I do to stay cool because his air conditioning went out? So I figured maybe we should talk about what to do if your air conditioning goes out and how to stay cool. There has been multiple pieces of this online. One was a doctor, NPR wrote about this. This was a Dr. Gulrez Shah Azhar, talked about how he dealt with super high temperatures growing up in India, where his home was one of many without an AC unit. But to answer your question and to give you advice on what to do when your air conditioning poops out, for us, we brought in the fans. Because I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, and unless it's 120 degrees, I don't get bothered by it. So my internal temperature was about 95, 99. Here, it wasn't that bad. So I worked as long as I could, and then when it started to just get a little bit uncomfortable, I left. But we had some fans. At one point, it was cooler outside. So I stood outside because I think it was like 89 before it got hotter, because I do my show in the morning. And so, you know, I tried to use, and then I used cold water. I ran some cold water on my hands and wrists, which is a myth, running cold water on your wrist, but it cooled me down. So let's see what Dr. Azar recommends. And I'll tell you what are the pros and cons of these things. So first, he says to sleep with a wet sheet. He says to sleep in the St. Louis, Missouri summer heat, I would wrap a sheet around me, get in the shower. Now remember, he grew up in India. With the sheet on, get into the shower with the sheet on, then lay on my bed with a fan blowing on me. I was cool and slept well. In the morning, the sheet and mattresses were dry. Oh, actually, no. This came from Sally Hulenschmidt from Bowling Green, Kentucky. So sleeping with a wet sheet, I'm mixed. Because, your nighttime temperatures are not as hot. And wet sheets can make you hypothermic. Now, I get some people who are menopausal, but like, I don't care, I want to cool down. But, if you want to cool down, like during the day, yeah, sometimes getting wet helps. I don't know if I would sleep in the wet sheet, but that's one thing they recommend. Utilize frozen water bottles. Somebody wrote, I grew up without AC in Tennessee, and I would freeze water bottles of water, go to sleep with a few of them in my bed. I'd wake up a few hours later, switch the bottles out for others in the freezer. So frozen water bottles are a fantastic, ice. Remember, you have to go old school. What did people do without air conditioning? Well, they had swamp coolers. My mom grew up with a swamp cooler in Arizona. It was rough, but it did what it could. But you would try to use whatever you could. I remember seeing one of my family members stand in front of the refrigerator, and somebody was yelling, no, close it, the food. But you would use whatever is cooling, you'd use. I would not recommend putting ice on you. And keep in mind, these bottles will probably only last about an hour or two. But if you just needed to fall asleep and forget about the heat, if you don't have AC, can I just say, if you are prone to heat illness, take out a motel, or get to a hotel or stay at a friend's that does have air conditioning. I don't want you to, push through it. But for those of you that are like, oh, this always happens, we're fine. Those are some tricks. Deflect the sun. So one thing that we put up in our house are these blackout curtains or blackout shades. And I think they do help keep the place cooler. I remember growing up, you would put foil or reflective screens, and that would reflect out the sun. That's fantastic. Of course, take them off in the winter so you could heat up the house, but aluminum foil could deflect, not entirely. It'll still warm up and then heat up the window, but it's still something. Then go on a cold food diet. Eat rather than hot meatloaf, maybe, salad, cold pasta, maybe iced tea and cool water or lemonade rather than, warmer drinks. So obviously that water, get a little spray bottle. Spray bottles are really, really cool because they can cool down your body. And even though I don't really want to waste water, if you, are in an area that's hotter and, so spray yourself. You could also dampen your shirt, hat, call it artificial sweat. But that could help for a little bit. Now, somebody said that they learned living in Singapore to lay on the cold tile floors for a little while. Put a pillow under your head, watch a TV show, lay on the floor. And that's true. The tile is cold. I notice my animals will go from the bed and the couch to the tile because the tile is cooler and cools them down. Somebody from Valencia, Spain says cool off with cologne, and NPR gets the credit for this article. They said, I live in Spain, Valencia, Spain, and the heat is almost unbearable. I don't have AC. I use baby cologne to cool off. I douse it on my neck and shoulders because it's mostly made of alcohol, and it immediately evaporates and refreshes. I keep it in the fridge to stay cool. I would not recommend that. I think alcohol is a drying agent. You have to really be careful what you continuously put on yourself. So I don't know if I would do that. Now, going to the movies. In the summer, in the 80s, when I would grow up in Phoenix, we hit the movie theater a lot because there'd be air conditioning. So somebody wrote, I live in Puerto Rico, where we live without AC. The most effective way I found to keep cool on very hot days was go to the movies. They say Puerto Rico's movie theaters are notorious for being cold. They really blast the air conditioner. Sometimes it's so cold that people have to bring in blankets and coats. So that's pretty good. And then utilize the morning. You know, if you're going to do your exercise, pull in the morning air. One person wrote, I have a complex process to cool down my house. Essentially, you pull in cool night and morning air into the house by using box fans and then close down the house as things heat up outside. As soon as I get up at 6 or 7 a.m., I open the windows in every room. I prop box fans in the sill. By 9 or 10 a.m., I take the fans out, close all the windows, and let the fans run on the floor for each room. Right now, it's 90-plus degrees outdoors. Inside, still feels chilly. Now, they say laundry. One said, I grew up in Vietnam in the 70s and 80s. We used to wash our clothes manually to cool down with the water. Then we hung our laundry on clothing lines outside the house. It provided extra shade to residents during the heat of the day. Nice. And then sleeping outdoors. Somebody wrote, I spent my childhood summers living in Egypt. We lived on the 11th floor of an apartment building, and I slept in the top bunk of the kids' room. No AC. He rises. So I tiptoed to the balcony of our flat with a pillow, lay out on the blanket, and sleep outdoors in the coolness of the night. So these are really, really nice stories that were there. But, you know, first and foremost, which we all forget to do, is before air conditioning season, you start it and see if it works. Just like before heat season, see if your heater works. Because what ends up happening is everybody turns it on the same day. There's a hot, you know, a spike in temperature or a drop in temperature. Everybody in the community starts to put it on, and then, you know, it doesn't work. And then the, you know, air conditioning or the heating repair people get called, and there's nobody available. So always check ahead of time. Make sure you utilize your day and, you know, take a nap during the hottest part of the day. You know, swamp coolers are great. Just because you have air conditioning doesn't mean you can't also utilize a swamp cooler. It evaporates, it cools the air with evaporated water. Hydrating. Stay hydrated. You are going to sweat, and you're going to need your body to keep your temperature regulated. So make sure you get enough, you know, fluid, things like that. Some people use wet scarves or towels around your head and neck. The only thing is be careful always submerging with water and always having water because it could affect your skin. But if you want to change it up a little bit, you know, jump into the shower or have some cool compresses, I think, you know, that could work. And then, you know, some people say you hang damp curtains. So if there's a breeze, the breeze will be cooled down by the damp curtain. It might work. I mean, I live in an area where we really have to watch our water expenditures, so it you know, we don't really want to dip all our curtains in water. But, you know, people have been figuring out how to deal with the heat. Everybody's acting like, you know, this heat wave is brand new, and it's because of climate change in the last 20 years. And people have been dealing with horrible scorching heat for centuries, and they have figured out how to make it work. And, of course, utilize shade. Some of you might need to plant some trees and have those trees in front of those windows that could then protect and block out heat. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says the Remain in Mexico policy is coming to an end. The Department of Homeland Security issuing a statement revealing its commitment to ending the Trump-era illegal immigrant protection protocols in a quick and orderly manner. This as concerns over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continue. Following a recent trip to the border, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business about his concerns.
Well, what we see every time, and this is my fifth trip to the border, what we see every time is a border that is wide open, that is inviting some of those over 3 million people who choose to come here because they can.
Voters are heading to the polls in Connecticut, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Vermont on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life if you will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rob asked if I could talk about the homophobia that is starting as a result of monkeypox. There should not be homophobia with monkeypox. I think if somebody is homophobic, they're using this as an excuse. Nobody, I mean, I have family members who are gay, friends who are gay. They're, you know, monkeypox should not be an excuse, you know, for somebody to now decide to turn and be discriminatory. But one of the things that is spurring it, sadly, is the spread of monkeypox, now almost hitting 9,000 cases in the United States, some involving children, one involving pregnant mom. Apparently, there was an exposure in an Illinois daycare Yahoo News is reporting that children at a daycare facility are being screened for monkeypox and are also getting the option to receive the monkeypox vaccine after an employee tested positive for the virus. Now, the employee could have been heterosexual, could have been cisgender, transgender, the monkeypox, true monkeypox, can be spread by respiratory droplets, skin-on-skin contact, contaminated materials, a bite from a monkey, prairie dog, squirrel, rat, rodent. That, you know, monkeypox doesn't care about one's, you know, sexual activity. So I really hope that society doesn't get stupid when it, you know, comes to this. I understand in the 80s people were really, really scared and they made some stupid some people were very biased and homophobic and sadly did things that I don't think our country's pretty proud of. But HIV affects, you know, could affect anybody. So I think people got smarter. But in Illinois, health officials say that a case had been reported in Rontoul, a town in the central part of the state. The name of the facility was not released, and it's not clear how many children attended the daycare or may have been exposed. All children who could have potentially been exposed to monkeypox are being screened, according to the health district, the Champaign-Urbana Health District. They said, as of Friday, no other cases of monkeypox in employees or children connected to the daycare facility have been reported. The person who tested positive is isolated and doing well. Federal exemption was granted to allow the children who were possibly exposed to get the Jynneos vaccine for monkeypox, typically only available for adults. And America right now is grappling with over 8,900 cases globally, about 30,100 cases, which, of course, is an underestimation. 5 kids have thus far tested monkeypox in the U.S., including Indiana, California, Washington, D.C. So, parents, I know, are a little freaked out because they think what's happening with monkeypox is what happened early on with COVID, where people are isolating. They're trying to restrict contact. You don't know who has it. You don't know who has it, so you don't know if it's going to spread. And so there's this kind of reluctance now by some parents to put their kids back in school. They also don't trust the government. They don't trust that we're going to be told what's going on. And they don't trust that, you know, we're going to be getting, the facts, like originally what happened with COVID. You know, people were saying, well, this person died of COVID, this person died of COVID. And some of them were in a car accident or some of them had a heart attack. And it was assumed, look, if you don't have the test, you know, and you think it could be COVID-related, you can put it down on the death certificate. And I got that same briefing from CDC saying, if at all you suspect COVID, you can put it on the death certificate. Well, that made people a little antsy because they were starting to make rules and decisions about mandates based on numbers. And people wanted accurate numbers. So I get it. You know, public officials did some real stupid things with COVID. And so we don't want that panic to spread with monkeypox. And again, government officials doing stupid as well. But, monkeypox does have the potential to spread. It's like chickenpox or smallpox. I do believe this is a little different. I can't explain why it's so predominant in the men who have sex with men community. There's a lot of people out there that have sex and sex parties and kiss and hug and dance and touch each other. So, you know, COVID was not just about, you know, a specific community. I mean, COVID hit anybody. And that's kind of what, monkeypox can too. So we're still trying to grapple with why it's so predominant. And you know, we do have a very robust vaccination program that is, you know, trying to be launched. Even though they don't have enough vaccines, they're thinking about trying to spread out the vaccines by doing maybe like intradermal as opposed to subcutaneous injections to give a little less, make it last longer. Remember they were thinking about that with COVID? going, maybe rather than giving the two-dose series, just give everybody one to get as many people this as possible? And then they're like, no, just do it right, do it by the book, and then we'll hopefully have enough and give as many people the vaccine as possible. So we are going to stumble upon each other, stumble, you know, and we are going to struggle in the beginning with this. I hope we could limit it, but it does make people nervous that, you know, daycare workers, because we can't necessarily test for monkeypox as easily now as we do with COVID. Not that I trust the test. So, you know, now if you're about to go into work, they stand you outside, they swab you, you sit and wait for your COVID test, and if your COVID test is negative, you're allowed to walk inside the door. Well, we all saw with Biden, and as we all saw with ourselves, multiple times you could test negative and still be walking around carrying the virus until you finally show up positive. But some people feel that sense of security by knowing there's testing. We do have monkeypox testing. We just don't have enough of it. And so when, you know, you're trying to curb an outbreak, you want anybody who could be exposed to not be around others, quarantine if they can. But if people don't think they were exposed because they don't know what they touched, they don't know who they stood next to and breathed in, or they don't know who they slept with, they're going to go into work the next day. So I am hoping that the numbers stay low. I'm suspicious that the numbers are a lot higher because some monkeypox patients do not get the rash. And they get fever, body aches, and they feel bad. Well, we have just dealt with a huge wave of COVID where everybody and their mother appeared to get COVID BA4 or BA5. Well, with that wave of COVID, people were achy, body aches, fever, headache, not feeling well. Now, I hope, you know, that the majority of people, you know, would at least have another sign that would show, that would, you know, tell the difference. But you do wonder if maybe some people were like, you know what, let me just call it COVID, stay home, and, you know, hope it just goes away. These monkeypox lesions used to start on the face, so everybody in the community could tell. Now, some of these are just in the genital area or in the rectal area, so it could be hidden, which means somebody could possibly spread it by breathing, by a contaminated clothing, and then give it to somebody else. And, you know, almost everybody I know has, you know, this fatigue with isolating and this fatigue of locking down. They want to be out there and enjoy life and let their kids go back to school. So I hope we don't see a wave of discrimination and all that. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, people choose to love who they love. It doesn't necessarily mean they're involving in activities that are high risk and from a epidemic or pandemic proportion. And we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, the majority of the, you know, messages I've gotten, you know, obviously have to do with the biggest news of the week was Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence getting raided by the FBI. And I don't have a lot of answers. One question was, why weren't records subpoenaed? Why all the drama and the, you know, horse and pony show, or dog and pony show, however you call it. I'm no expert on this, but the little bit of information I have is that last night, Donald Trump revealed that Mar-a-Lago Resort was raided by federal agents. while he was in New York City. This had to do with, allegedly, boxes of documents, some of which were, quote-unquote, labeled classified. And this wasn't necessarily a surprise. There was this, I guess, in June, investigators met with their lawyers to ask about, quote-unquote, missing files. Now, Donald Trump isn't stupid. I mean, if he took something, first, why would he take anything from the White House? But if he did take something, and, you know, with the way that, you know, he has sparred with FBI and DOJ, I sincerely doubt he would be dumb enough to keep anything he's not supposed to keep on his very highly publicized residence. But apparently, yesterday, federal officials went into the retreat and just raided it. It was unannounced. They, quote-unquote, ransacked his office. I also wonder how that works with Secret Service. I mean, could somebody have planted a bomb in there or something like that? I wonder how that, if somebody is going into everything, they could plant things. I'm not saying the DOJ could do that, but somebody who, I mean, I wonder what happens from a security standpoint. We've never had a president raided like that, that I know of. Politico reported that in 2018, the aides were forced to follow the president around to tape back documents that he had shredded. They say Trump last year attempted to, this is according to the Daily Mail, slowly release presidential documents from the National Archives to the House Select Committee regarding January 6th. But we're not exactly sure what it is in these 15 boxes we're looking for. It doesn't seem like it has anything to do with January 6th. So they say in October, Trump sued the January 6th committee to block it from getting certain National Archives records. Then January 19th, the National Archives said it would turn Trump documents over to the January 6th committee. January 20th, 2022, Supreme Court rules Trump can't block National Archives from releasing documents. National Archives receives Trump records that were ripped up and taped back together. February 7th, National Archives says Trump took 15 boxes of White House documents to Florida, and they came to take back in January. So February 7th, Trump was already accused of having these 15 boxes. Why would he then keep them if he did? Then February 9th, National Archives asked DOJ to investigate Trump's handling of White House documents. CNN on February 13th reveals National Archives was made aware of missing documents in May 2021, contacted Trump, but were slow-walked. They said February 18th, National Archives said classified documents were among the 15 boxes. May 12th, feds launched grand jury investigation into whether Trump mishandled the records. Not sure what happened with that. April and May, Trump aides were interviewed by the FBI. Early June, DOJ investigators go to Mar-a-Lago for a sit-down about the documents. June 8th, Trump aides asked by DOJ to secure a room where documents were kept, and they padlocked it. Now, I don't know where that comes from, but they said it happened. And then August 8th, federal agents raided it. So Alan Dershowitz wrote a piece going, just like one of my listeners, why didn't they subpoena the documents? He said, the Mar-a-Lago home raid does not seem justified. This is Alan Dershowitz. He said there were no raids on the home of Hillary Clinton or former Clinton administration national security officer Sandy Berger for their comparable allegations of mishandled official records. And previous violations of the Presidential Records Act typically have been punished by administrative fines, not criminal prosecution. So there's not a lot of obvious answers here as to why all this drama and chaos when not the same thing happened with the Hillary Clinton or Sandy Berger. And he says a more appropriate action would have been for a grand jury to issue a subpoena. That would have given Trump's lawyers the opportunity to challenge the subpoena or turn over the material. Instead, the FBI, according to Alan Dershowitz, sees everything in view and are going to sort out the documents. Because some of the documents might have been classified, some might not have been classified, some might have been declassified by President Trump. Some of the documents could have been covered by various other privileges, like executive or lawyer client. So usually, if there's anything specific, it cleans it up and says, look, we need this, 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 this. These are classified. They are not present. We need them. Instead, it's there could be pictures of Melania in it. I don't know. So search and seizures, he says, should only be used when subpoenas are inappropriate because of the risk of evidence destruction. Now, I'm not very, well-versed on all of this, but I am nervous, and I think a lot of people are nervous, that you just don't have that consistency. And I talked about this earlier. You know, I don't know how the average person feels about Trump. I know we have a lot of people that love him, a lot of people that hate him. But he seems to be this figure that nobody would ever, think, oh, he's getting bullied. But, because he himself kind of looks more like he would be a bully. But he really gets bullied, and he really seems to be the focus of a lot of things that you wouldn't think that people would do. You know, you wouldn't have a naked president doll. You wouldn't have somebody canceled from social media and their speech blocked. And, I've never seen such a controversial figure, but also we've never seen a political figure that was so, open and honest that you almost, not open and honest in terms of honesty with his life or things like that, but in terms of, some of the BS that's happening with government. You never really had somebody say, well, this is ridiculous because they're wasting the money. You don't have somebody, call out politics like they do. And so it does make you wonder if somebody like that is getting quieted. I have seen enough in my lifetime that those people that call out the BS that happens become targets. Now, maybe he did take something that he shouldn't have. Again, I don't know what he would want from the White House. I mean, whatever he saw, he saw. He doesn't necessarily need to take boxes of it. So I'm really kind of unsure as to what this is. It'd be funny if in those 15 boxes it was just like toupees or something like that, I mean, he could really mess with them if he wanted to, because people have been apparently talking about these 15 boxes for a while. But if the standard now is, if you're Democrat, no one's going to go after you, but if you're Republican, they will. Okay, that's got to be addressed. That's not cool. And that makes a lot of people nervous. And, I wonder, if they don't find anything, although I doubt they're going to say that. I don't think they're going to say our bad. I think they're going to say, oh, we found this. Yeah, I think they're going to, there's no way an audit is going to come out completely empty. They're going to, find something. Otherwise, they're going to look bad. But you wonder if this is starting to help them. Because I got to tell you, people are going, wait a second here. They did this to him, but they didn't do it to Hillary. What's going on here? And they've got to be consistent. Trump defied the law, then, then there is a process. But then that process has to also exist for those that defy the law as well. It's got to be consistent, people. 1-877-DOC-FELLY, don't go away.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.